This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A milestone of sorts in the vacation industry in this coronavirus economy. Airbnb said this month that for the first time since stay-at-home orders started being a thing back in March, people have booked 1 million nights of accommodation in a single day. The company has had, of course, a rough year. Pandemic-induced losses. It laid off nearly 2,000 people not so long ago. So, too soon to talk turnaround? Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Spring is usually pretty busy for Charles Chapman's rental house on the Lake Erie shore in Ashtabula, Ohio. But not this year. In March, Airbnb bookings dried up completely. Then in June,
we went back to being like 100% booked for the summer.
More of his visitors than usual are coming from nearby, from the Cleveland and Pittsburgh areas.
I'm not having anybody really coming from far, which usually I'll get a couple people.
Airbnb says what Charles Chapman is seeing is pretty typical right now. Recent bookings tend to be in remote areas, and guests tend to come from within a couple hundred miles. Hospitality analyst Andrea Stokes with J.D. Power says surveys have found that travelers are
way more comfortable taking road trips over flying somewhere, and then trips closer to home were, you know, going to be a little more popular than longer drive trips.
By avoiding hotels, it's easier to steer clear of potential infection. Crystal Watson, who works on pandemic preparedness at Johns Hopkins, says it's actually healthy to want to hit the road and see new things.
We've all been under this social distancing regime for the last several months, and I know everyone is tired of it.
Bookings at remote locations are a boon to those hosts, but they may not do much for the company, says Dan Thomas, an analyst with Third Bridge.
It's large cities that are driving a lot of the traffic on the platform and a lot of the bookings on the platform.
And it's large cities where Airbnb makes most of its money. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.